Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to church this morning. I would like to welcome our guest preacher, David Jacobus, who is filling in for Pastor Mia, who is on vacation this week. In the announcements, I have a few. We are having our third Lenten luncheon on Tuesday. If you have a chance to attend, please do. All the proceeds from the Lenten luncheon this year are going to the Avon Backpack Program at the school for the kids, so I just want people to be aware of that. And I got a message from our treasurer at Avon Interfaith, and we collected over $1,600 for the heat fund to turn over to Livingston Catholic Charities. So I just want to thank everybody in the church who may have contributed to that. We'll now enter our time of centering. What wondrous love. Would you please join me in the call to worship? Oh, my soul and all that is within me.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Bless the Lord.
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
Bless the Lord.
Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Bless the Lord.
We'll pray together now. Thank you, Father, for the light that surrounds me, the hope that surges into me, for the love that controls my mood. I am experiencing your presence. Praise be to you, O God. I worship you, the eternal source of all life. O Lord, I pray that in this hour you will inspire me and give me the drive to be your voice in my world. This I pray in your name. Amen. We will now sing This Little Light of Mine.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Psalms 36, 7 through 9. How precious is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast in the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the rivers of delights. For you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. And from Psalms 37, 4 through 7. Take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Our anthem this morning has a very simple text, but a text that has a great deal of meaning for all of us. And it's just called, Filling Me Up. Filling Me Up with the Holy Spirit. Spirit, come. Come to me and fill my soul. So we hope you enjoy this fun. Filling Me Up.
Good morning. What a beautiful day to go to worship. What an honor and a privilege to be invited back once again to enjoy a worship opportunity with this great congregation. You've greeted me with love. A special thank you to everybody that's participated in the service. Your message with your music is terrific. You've been very easy to work with, and that's an honor. You should be proud of your ministry. I believe my wife is on Facebook with you folks, and it's so enjoyable and such a pleasure to see how this great ministry is performing. We all have challenges. We all have a mountain to climb. Your mountain's different than mine. Your mountain's different than your neighbor, than the person sitting next to you. Your mountain's different than your spouse, or your companion, or your best friend. What we're going to talk about today is creating a path to climb a mountain. Because you see, we have a tendency as human beings to climb a mountain as we see best on our own. And if you could visualize climbing a mountain without creating a path, You're going to run into obstacles. We run into obstacles in life. If you climb the mountain without creating a path, there's a very good chance you're going to fall down on your head. Well, that doesn't sound to me like a lot of fun, unless you like doing that. But what we're going to talk about this morning is how to avoid that fall. How to avoid that fall. Because you see, life is set up in such a way that mountains of frustration, mountains of concern, mountains of fear are a part of daily life. And there's so much information in the Bible that talks about the Holy Spirit, how God's love was there to help us, because he knew full well that we would face these challenges. But why even choose Christianity? Why choose Christianity? Because it's the only religion that deals with sin, negativity, and forgiveness. Positive Christianity, at its heart, is the essence of God's ministry. He loves us. He loves us when he sees us at our worst. He will forgive us simply by asking for forgiveness when we're at our worst. But the real question is, can we forgive someone else when they're at their worst? Can nations forgive each other when they're at their worst? The good Lord's already told us he will forgive us. I wonder why we have that challenge. I wonder what path we choose to map out for ourselves. Celebrating the concept of forgiveness and the guidance of the Holy Spirit is the absolute essence for the holiday season we're currently in. In my personal opinion, I very much enjoy Christmas. I absolutely love Thanksgiving. But the opportunity to have 40 days of celebration leading up to Easter Sunday is the best. It's the absolute level of assurance that we all require. Psalm 36, verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. In his light, we see light. Our challenge is to let that light shine on our heart. Let that Holy Spirit shine. Let that Holy Spirit be that guiding light, as the hymn talked about early on. Be our primary connection through this holiday season. And to carry it beyond the holiday season. Because we're going to be tested, aren't we? Life is sometimes like a ripple in a sea. And sometimes there's just little ripples. And sometimes there's tidal waves. But it's the God option that will make the difference. During the 40 days of Lent, it's not unusual for people to fast from a particular activity that's important to them. They don't eat a certain meal, they don't drink a certain thing, and so on and so on. But I wonder what would happen if we fasted on the very thing our founder, John Wesley, advocated for. One of the very principles of his ministry was fasting of your time. And I wonder where we would be as a world, as a community, if everybody set aside 15 minutes a day for private fasting and prayer and devotion. I wonder where we would be today. It's so important that we take the time to have a meaningful prayer journey. It's kind of interesting when you go through a prayer journey, through a bit of a difficult time, and you're able to discern his guidance as you look back upon it. Have you ever been able to do that? A little bit of a personal story. I was diagnosed what I thought was a pretty basic thing, of a couple of basal cells, one on my face, one on my back. And that's a precancerous situation. For some reason, after meeting with my two surgeons, I was frightened. And I don't like that. And as I talked to Bonnie about it, we concluded that I was praying for everybody else but myself. So I had to go over to the Lindsay Center, where I had the second surgery, to sign some papers. And they asked me to guarantee the payment of the surgery. And I said, well, why am I doing that? You told me when I was here initially that everything's paid for by my insurance. Oh, it's just a formality, Mr. Jacobus. You have cancer, everything will be paid for. Whoa. whoa, that Gail walked me out to my car because obviously my body language had changed. Okay, I wanted to get a haircut before all this was done, and I couldn't get in. I go to a certain gal over in Honey Eye Falls, so I had to do it like a day or so before the surgery. And I get in there, and she said to me, "You know, Dave, you don't look very good today." Okay, I don't feel very good either, but I'm not going to tell you why. "You really need a haircut." And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying to myself, "You know what's going on, Dave? The Holy Spirit's going after you. He got the message. He's begun to pave the way." I had to change my prayer journey so that he was involved. And I had to take time to pray for myself as well as everybody else I prayed for. Long and the short of it is, the surgery went well. I'm cancer-free. And the care I got along the way was tremendous. That gal right back there, she got me at all my doctor's appointments, changed all the dressings. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for her. Don't be afraid to pray for yourself. Don't be afraid to sit there and ask for personal guidance for yourself. That's mighty fine. That's okay. When we climb a mountain, that can be a little frightening. You go over to Psalm 37, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So the Bible's telling us early on about the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And now the Bible is telling us he will give you the desires of your heart. That's not me. That's the Bible. In the next verse, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to be passed. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. Bring forth your righteousness as the light. So very possibly, you can be a light for another person. You can extend his ministry to another person. You can extend his light to another person simply by praying for them. We were at Wegmans the other day, and the weather was not the greatest. This young gal is there, and she's got two kids and a grocery cart, trying to put the kids in the cart so that the grocery cart doesn't run into the car. I stopped the car, I jumped out, went over, and all I did was hold the grocery cart. I was a hero to that gal. She was struggling with these two little kids. That's all the Lord's asking you to do. Extend that right hand of fellowship to one more person. Make that your journey in this 40 days. Make it a journey in these 40 days to set time aside to pray, set time aside, extend this tremendous love to one other person. I'm not asking you to go out and preach. He didn't ask us to go out and preach. But what he did say, extend the righteousness to another person. We all can do that in our own way. As you do that, you develop a faith. Because now you have trust. Because you've prayed, you've begun to climb a mountain, you've had some success, now you have trust. And as you have trust, you have faith. And what comes after faith? Confidence. Reassurance. That's what the Bible is all about. That's what 40 days of Lent is all about. That's what Easter Sunday is about. Have you ever found yourself to say, "If I've only done this, if I only prayed like this, if I only made this change, life would be better"? We can't do that. We can't change the past. I could certainly look at things in my life that I should have done different, that I should have done better. But guess what? I'm not perfect, and neither are you. And God knows we're not perfect. He's given us that provision for forgiveness and that provision for acceptance of sin. That's the greatness of Christianity. Psalm 37 again, verse 7 and 8. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. So we're climbing the mountain. We're going to do it on our own, or we're going to ask for him to pave the way? We're going to have a little patience, my friends, or are we just going to go charging off and fall down on our head? The scripture's telling us to wait. He's telling us to wait. I'll be there. As it takes time for him to create that path for us, as he's creating that path for us, he's developing his relationship with us because he knows that we shouldn't just go charging off that mountain. That maybe, just maybe, we should have a little patience and a little more prayer and give him a chance to create that path up that mountain. One of the things that's so difficult is people relationships, particularly in churches, because people become very personally attached to certain things in certain ways. I chair the stewardship finance committee at our church, and I really enjoy doing it because of the quality of people that are on the committee. You would think finance is very boring, but it really isn't, because I make sure everybody has a chance to have an opinion, to have an update on their committee, et cetera, et cetera. And there's one gal, you know, if I say it's black, she's going to say it's white. Okay? And I'm saying to myself, what are we doing? What are we doing here? And I said to myself, you know, we're going to conquer this mountain. Okay? And I've begun to understand, I made an investment in this gal to find out where her children go to college, what she and her husband like to do, where they go to eat. So begun to understand a little more about this person. We communicate pretty well right now. But it took such a long time to try to understand what she's all about. And I asked God to give me the skills to say the things I need to say to communicate with that gal. That's the Holy Spirit. His path up through that mountain of frustration, not my path. He was in charge, not me. You read on TV, I'm always amazed by this, about the jolt. You drink this jolt, and it gives you a high for 5 hours. And it's nothing more than sugar and caffeine, liquid. And you're going to soar for 5 hours. And I always look at that, and I say to myself, so what do they do when the 5 hours are over? Do they get another drink? You see, God's ministry isn't like that, is it? His ministry doesn't work like that. We don't need a jolt. We're not asking for a jolt. And he's already told us it will be continuous love. And it's up to us to maintain that God option, because his drink is unending. There's no limit to it. All we've got to do is stay engaged. All we've got to do is ask for his guidance. Focus on the dynamics of Easter Sunday. A resurrection. The symbols on the altar. That symbol of that cross really means. This tremendous sacrifice that was made. A horrible death. But for you and I, an opportunity to celebrate on a beautiful day like today. Take some time to let this sunshine shine in your heart. Take some time to let that spirit warm your heart. Take some time to think about his precious love. You can't buy it. We have to work at it. We have to be committed. Take the time to understand your neighbor, so that you can better work out any frustration you have. We have to be willing to love each other. We have to be willing to forgive the weaknesses. Amen.
Heavenly Father, our service is about to end, but our ministry is to continue. You've heard the calls. You've heard the needs. Now we ask for the guidance of your Spirit, the warmth of your grace, in your healing, helping hand. Amen.
Climbing a Mountain with David Jacobus, originally broadcast March 8th, 2020. We all have challenges, personal mountains of concern, frustration, or fears as part of daily life. To surmount these mountains, we need to create a path through patience and prayer, trust in God, and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.